Yeah, we actually got, well, I mean, it just poured down rain. And then there was like a brief respite for the Saturday I was at a scout camp.
Yeah.
And then more rain. And then more rain. And my kids haven't played ball in like a week and a half.
Yep. Yep. Mine too. Today's the last day and I think they'll get to play.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
Yeah, you know, right? Make hay while the sun shines and, I don't know, do whatever else when it doesn't.
Well, we needed it. I mean, it was hot and it was dry and stuff looks a lot greener now, and that's all right. Although I did see a mosquito today, which, boo, but can't win them all, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I should do the intro, too, because, you know, that's a whole thing that goes on to the... Fortunately, I can cut and chop audio as I need to, so...
Yeah. Yep.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Scouting Stuff. You've got two of us this week, but Scouter Colin is not here. Instead, Scouter Andrew is back because he has prepared yet another thing for us. So, hello, Andrew.
Hey, Ken. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Great to have you back. And thanks again for, you know, putting together a recording. And then on a week where I was just like, oh, man, I haven't actually had time to sit down and do a recording. So, like, the timing could not have been better.
Perfect. I love win-wins. Well, thanks for having me on another podcast. Great. This, I don't know if you want to come in there, but it was really great to see these ventures out and rovers in Langdon, Alberta.
Yeah. So why don't, for the purposes then, I guess, of, you know, like really launching us into the episode, why don't you describe like what the event was? Because my understanding, it was a cabaret, but then you just mentioned venture. So I'm assuming you had a bunch of voluntolds helping out as well. But why don't you like just walk me through what the event was that
Yeah, so this was a cabaret. It was a cabaret. They're calling it Cabarama. But the whole event was organized and planned by a venture company in Langdon, Alberta, Ventures and Rovers. So... these were the, am I coming through, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just letting you talk.
I don't see a sound wave there. Anyway, yeah, these were the guys, all guys actually, but that put on the event, organized the event, made it happen, sorted out the logistics so that these cubs could come together for a giant cubbery in June here, like 2 weeks ago. So when I heard about it, initially I was going to take our group of cubs, but we weren't able to make it for other logistical reasons, but it sounds like it was an amazing time. And I just felt like I really had to talk to these ventures just to hear about why they did this. Why would they spend their own personal time when they could be planning adventures, you know, doing all manner of other things, but to put on an event for a bunch of cubs. And so that's why I wanted to speak to them. So we drove out to Langdon last week and they had their last meeting of the season. And I set up shop in the utility room of the Langdon Community Hall. And amongst the cage lockups and stuff, because the other ventures are making a whole ruckus of noise in the main hallway, or hall, I guess. And I got to chat with a lot of the kids that put it on and just hear from them about what they got out of it and if what were the highlights of the event were for them and what was their motivation for doing it. And again, I just felt like that whole putting on a big event for a bunch of cubs just spoke to the Scouts Canada's big opportunity, you know, that we've been going on about for the last year almost now, I think, you know, about removing barriers and empowering kids to get outside and be active. And, you know, so I felt like this was just a great moment to kind of touch on that point and give credit to these ventures and rovers for putting on such a great event.
Nice. And so I was just doing some quick Googling while you were explaining all that. And so was this, I guess, I found a Cuborama at cuborama.ca, which was evidently hosted by the first Bow Valley Venturers. Was that the one you were at?
That's the one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it was. My brother's group went, like I said, we can go because of logistics planning and stuff like that. But sounds like it was a great time. When you hear these ventures talking about it, they'll tell you about some highlights. Fireworks came up a couple times. They managed to get a pretty spectacular fireworks show on for the kids. You know, they were assigned various jobs to like help out, you know, getting supplies to and from, coordinating parking. You know, they managed to get permits for all these fireworks and, you know, a lot of work went into it. And as you listen, you'll kind of hear about, you know, it's very casual, like, and they say it's recorded in a utility room or passing the mic around. So hopefully the recording's not too choppy and the sounds aren't too distant, but, you know, you'll hear a few moments, like there's a few great lines in there from the kids about how they just really, really enjoyed the experience and just making, having, you know, putting on a great event for a bunch of Cubs was really rewarding for them. So I hope it's inspiring for everybody else out there listening and, you know, gives you some motivation to get out there and do something similar. So
awesome. Well, without further ado, let's hop into the episode.
All right, so it's Scouter Andrew here. I'm with Langdon, Alberta, doing another edition of That Scouting Stuff podcast with the First Bow Valley Venture Company. And so, as you guys have known, and as the listeners out there have maybe been tuning in the past, I've been working with Scouts Canada with the core urgency team over the last year almost now. And we've been driven to do work on operationalizing or realizing Scouts Canada's big opportunity. And the big opportunity, again, is just sort of getting scouting out there again. Scouts has this great chance to engage with youth, get youth involved in outdoor activities and sort of realizing their full potential. And so when I heard about the Cubarama event that the Langdon Ventures put on, I thought this is a great, great moment to, that really speaks to, and a great event that speaks to the Scouts Canada's big opportunity. So I felt like I really wanted to speak to these ventures about why they put on this event and what motivated them and how it went for them. So here we are in Langdon, and I've got a bunch of ventures standing around the table. So first of all, who would like to speak to Cubarama? Like, what is Cubarama?
Yeah, I can speak to that.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Jordan Mitterhuber.
Okay, Jordan.
Yeah. So Cubarama is pretty much this big, huge event where we get a bunch of Cub groups to come out all into the same place and have a fun time, come out camping, set up their tents, and just kind of really get to be part of a bigger community of the Scout group than just kind of just with their own kind of sections.
Okay, so it's a great chance for Cubs from all the, and it was, how many Cubs came, like from what area?
I think we counted, there was roughly about 400 Cubs that came. I think there were like 19 groups in total.
Okay, so you had, and this is Southern Alberta?
Yeah.
Chinook Council mostly, or did people come from anywhere else?
Mostly Chinook.
Okay, awesome. So you had 400 Cubs, and you guys organized all of this?
We were kind of asked a couple of weeks before this if we wanted to come out and kind of help out with this big, huge Cubarama thing. And for me, at least, I was like, you know, this kind of sounds interesting. I always enjoy camping, and I was like, hey, if I get to go help out a bunch of, like, Cubs to have fun out on a camping trip, I'm down for it, so.
Right, cool. And so maybe one of the other ventures around here can speak to it, but, like, how long have you guys been planning this event? We're going to grab a few more people. Okay. So while we're talking to this group here, but maybe tell me about some of your highlights, some of the highlights of Cubarama that you guys experienced.
We had a really good fireworks show.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it was like 17 minutes long and really big fireworks. It was really awesome. And
so
all the kids were watching and it was really fun.
That's cool. So who did the fireworks? Who put this show on? Make sure you speak
in
the mic.
I believe it was the fire department, right?
Yeah, it was the town of Rocky Ford, their fire department helped out.
So you guys got the fire department to come and put on fireworks?
Yep.
No way. No way. We've got a few more people coming in here, and they were just going to speak to, how long have you guys been working on Cubarama and putting it together? Some of these other guys just told me, they've been telling us a little bit about what it is, but how long has this been in the books, and what's gone involved into making it happen?
Yeah, I'd say
speaking right in the mic.
Oh, I'd say about maybe half a year we've been planning this since like the start of this adventures year that we did.
We've done like very small amounts. We've done like really small amounts at the very beginning of the year, like just like thinking, like throwing around ideas, and then at the end we're like actually planning on like where we're doing it, how we're going to do it, like different things for like safety and all that stuff.
So you're all ventures and rovers that have come together to make this coming event happen.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. And so why on earth would you guys, a bunch of ventures and rovers who are like, you know, in high school and stuff, want to do stuff for Cubs instead of go off and do really cool adventures and spend your whole year doing planning?
Well, when I was actually younger and I was in Cubs, I actually did this. So it's good to give back and maybe get more people to join Lady Bay and Pow and all this stuff. Like, yeah.
Right. So as a youth in the Cub, you had a really great experience doing a similar event and you're like, well, let's make it happen and share that experience.
Yes.
Right on. And so some of these other guys were talking about like fireworks that you guys had going on there. You had 400 Cubs from all over Southern Alberta. What are some other highlights maybe of this event? We got someone else? Jordan?
One of my favorite highlights was the parade.
Okay.
We all got to dress up in costumes and walk around the entire Rockyford town. And I thought it was a blast. We even had a bagpiper come out and help lead the parade.
Cool. That's really cool. Now, this probably, of course, you guys have been working on it. It sounds like 6 months. Tell me about a little bit like the logistical challenges of putting a Cub event for 400 kids on.
Just the activities itself. Yeah. Trying to figure out if the activities are safe, the cautions. There's a lot of gopher holes out there. We had to tell every kid, don't fall in a gopher hole. Please, okay. We don't want to deal with a snapped ankle.
So working on safety on the event, but like leading up to like...
We had to get like fundraising for it. So we had to ask the Grizzly Den, I think it was. We had to like throw in like an application to get a grant, I think, something like that. And yeah, that took a bit of time setting up and planning and doing all that sort of stuff. They gave us like a separate budget from that, actually, which was actually
really
good. Yeah.
Okay, so you got a separate budget from this Grizzly Den.
Mm-hmm. And so, then we had to like do some other different things, like get money from different places. I can't remember exactly where. Sponsors.
Okay.
Different sponsors and
how
stuff.
Are you approaching sponsors for an event of this nature? What was your approach?
Just we put a post on Facebook, I believe, and then people saw it and was like, let's sponsor it, I guess. We don't know the full logistics of it, but
so like community organizations in Langdon here or
dotted throughout, like in Rockyford we actually had an internet sponsor which they gave us internet for the whole event so we could communicate and
really
different things like that.
Okay. And what is so you got sponsors that way, so Scouts Canada's Grizzly Den, the community sponsors, and people were just kind of really excited about supporting these youth, and that's kind of why they came forward, and I guess. All right. And what was probably the hardest thing to overcome in planning this and getting this event off the ground?
That's a tough one.
Many challenges.
I think it's just like setting up the event in general, like figuring out what we're going to do, what we want to do, how we're going to do it. Like just figuring out that because we've never really done an event before. And so this is like the first time we've ever done something of this scale.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, amateur. Yeah, one person saying amateur, but like you guys pulled it off, you know. And like I think that's a huge speaks to like you know a great level of organization because you got to like one colleague here saying is like you got to pick what you can do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, identify your barriers, identify you know logistical challenges, and then deal with them.
Yeah,
short answer. So, if you were to do it again. I don't know if anyone has a comment. Like, what would you do differently? Or where would you start?
Well, probably it would... the main thing was is we were deciding a theme.
Sure.
So it'd probably be a majorly different theme because we did Myths and Legends.
Yeah.
But, Declan, what was what we do last cover?
Last cover?
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's...
What was the theme we did then?
Spaceship or
ancient creatures. Yeah, ancient creatures. Creatures or spaceships, something like that. But yeah, that'd be one major thing that'd be different about it. Probably we have to get a different location.
Yeah.
And probably have to start the process over again because now we got a bunch of new people in the group. And we hope that more people will actually join as well.
Your venture group?
Yes. It makes the process a lot easier because there was only so many of us to work on this. So now we're able to expand. The tasks easier.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be easier the next time we do this.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of positive feedback from other venture companies?
Yes, people actually loved it.
Yeah.
We would be walking around, the first thing we'd have was somebody going, thank you for setting this up. It was fun, all these different things. So on the activities during the parade, just walking around trying to fix things.
Yeah. Anything happened that was unexpected?
Fireworks. Alrighty. We had fireworks, right?
This was a highlight, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a highlight. But then one of the fireworks, two of them decided not to go up in the air. And instead they kind of went back down to the ground and had a big bang in the middle of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And then what happened after that is one of the scouters at camp turned on a stove. So then we thought a tent was on fire. So then a couple of our scouters had to run out there and see what was happening, because we thought that the whole camp was going to start lighting on fire.
That would have been spicy. Now, yeah. Did you guys have like a fire management plan?
We had the Rocky Ford Fire Department there. Like, you could look out, and I think I saw maybe over 3 different fire trucks all in different locations. Yeah. And after all the fireworks went off, they immediately went to go check out the misfires to make sure nothing was starting to start lighting up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's great. You guys were organized with your fire preparation. I mean, the fire conditions in Alberta haven't been great of late. Was that something you were thinking about, doing fireworks?
We were thinking of doing fireworks from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
The
fire.
With like the fire ban and all that stuff, we had to get like the permission from the fire chief, and they had to be the ones that set it off. We just brought them. They did everything else with setting it up and all that.
The fire chief actually made the fireworks as well. So like, he set everything up for us. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Because one of our leaders actually knew the fire chief, so we got like in contact with him through that, and then that's basically why we picked Rockyford, because we were allowed to do fireworks there. So. Yeah.
And that was
we also knew the mayor and that there too, so
it all helped.
We knew a lot of people in power in there, so we could or somewhat in power. So
well, you had connections to community resources, and that helped you kind of get things off the ground, and and so you could have a proper safety in place for things like fireworks, you know.
Well, it makes it more fun for the kids.
Yeah. Wow. No small task. Now, I mean, you got 400 kids. Someone's probably, you can do all the planning that you want. Someone might get hurt. Anything? What was your kind of consideration for injuries and those kind of things?
Well, there's actually a special program called MedEvents, which is, I think it's a branch off, right, Monty?
Yeah, it's
a branch off, which they specialize in first aid and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we had them on site and all that stuff. And I think the worst injury we actually had there was a kid that scraped his knee. We had actually no fatal injuries at all.
No fatal injuries? So that's an improvement from the last couple of Ramas?
No.
Not an improvement?
I think, Declan, didn't you fall out of a tree?
Yeah.
I climbed up the center of a dead tree whenever I was young in Cumberama, second year, I believe it was, then fell headfirst straight onto a log. So we were just praying that didn't happen, because I had to get rushed to the hospital and somewhere we had no idea where we were. So
yes, these spine injuries, not so fun.
No.
Yeah. But here, walk in today, not in a wheelchair, audience, just for the...
They glued my head back together, went, go back to camp, have fun.
Okay. Awesome. So, I don't know. Does anyone have anything else they want to comment on around, I don't know, like planning or highlights or lessons learned?
Another one of my highlights was directing the traffic. So we had all these pylons, right? And I thought it'd be kind of cool because we had extra ones. So I grabbed 2 of them and I started directing traffic as if I was an air attendant.
Mm-hmm.
So I started guiding them, putting my hands up and moving them around. And that was the best thing ever. And I got a lot of laughs from a lot of people, so...
Directing traffic.
It was lots of fun. Oh, yeah. Directing traffic is like an air control officer, so...
Well, there's opportunities there. anybody else? Other thoughts on highlights? Yeah, go for it.
So one highlight I'd say is, I could always help a cub out. Like, I had one time when a cub, they needed help bringing water back to their tent.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting around, and they said, hey, can you help us? And I was able to come around and help them. And so it's great that we were all there to help out with everything that...
Yeah. So be able to be a helping hand. Go ahead.
One of my highlights of the camp was us being able to help everybody out. Like, at the start was dropping off all the kids and helping with all their big things and
everything. Getting them situated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Another really fun scene was we had this halfway through the camp, we had this like great campfire scene that like we had a whole skit planned out to like light the fire like with like basically like magically.
Yes.
And so we had all of us here, we did a big old big skit.
You're not gonna tell us your secret. To light the fire
actually,
lighting.
The secret
was magic, right?
The wind actually had messed it up, so it actually didn't work out. So we have to completely improvise and actually ask the crowd for a lighter.
But our plan B failed too.
We had a plan A that failed, and our plan B even failed.
Oh man,
we had to resort to telling comedy jokes until the fire lit.
There you go. Well, that's being prepared, right? And you got your backup plans.
During the skit, I had this like little book that was how to make a campfire for dummies.
Yeah,
that, like we would read to like set up the fire.
Yeah,
and like it was doing like a lot of like bad scenes. Like there was bringing snowshoes and everything to make a fire, so like it didn't make sense. And like by the end of our skit, the entire crowd was like chanting "Burn the book." And like even like the next day in the morning, when I was just walking around, they recognized me and were saying to me, "Burn the book."
Okay, yeah. You were famous, famous for burning the book. Yeah. Right on. Anyone else comments?
There were the skits as well that we had to do.
Yeah.
The different skits that every group... Was it every group, Monty?
Yeah, every group.
I think so.
Yeah, every group had their own little skit that they went up to do. We had the bonfire thing, the lighting of it. That was one of the skits. There was a battle right afterwards that and then after that, there were many other skits that every group chants, different things that they would do. They would walk up on stage, do jokes, songs. Puns, anything you could think of they would do in an entire group.
That's cool. Campfire is such a like magic part of kind of like scouting too. You know? I'll give you a heads up. There's works of doing like big regional campfires like coming up here in the fall, like something big. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a national campfire with virtual components. So I don't know. I'll keep you guys. You'll stay tuned and we may need some help. So you guys sound like you're pretty expert already. Yeah. Anyone else? Comments? Go for it.
So the older vents, they did have a fight. And so technically there were fatal casualties. Not real. But they had these. So one of you guys, Monty, brought armor, real armor, and I was assuming that the Cubs would be talking to you like crazy, asking you questions and stuff.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they definitely were.
I was trying to go to the toilet, like six kids came to me, "Oh, are you the magnificent Monty?"
Yeah, but it seemed like the Cubs really liked that fight and everything.
That's cool. So sounds like you guys put on like a pretty like magical experience for like 400 Cubs. Was it worthwhile?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Most certainly.
Yes. It was worth seeing all the kids having fun and
yeah.
I feel like it would have been more worthwhile if everybody would have let me go up and light that fire as Pikachu instead.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No. Yes. Next year.
That's all I'm saying.
Next
year
was way too good, though.
Next year, Jordan's going to be Pikachu.
And, like, before the skit, like, we included the crowd and everything. Like, for original plan to light the fire magically, we got everyone to, like, rub their hands together and then like, point it towards the fire to, like, create heat and stuff. And it ended up not working.
Well, Elk, the Chiwood group, we couldn't make it, unfortunately. But so maybe if we had those extra 12 kids that were supposed to be there, maybe that would have got the energy.
Well, there was a key thing. You didn't look at the back of the book. They also had to stomp their feet.
Yeah.
No, we did do that.
So, next year, are we booking Cubarama 2024 or what's happening?
I'd say so, yeah, 100%. It was 100%? A blast this year.
Yeah.
It was worth all the headache, the planning, the fire, getting the fire marshal, getting your first aid, getting your permits, getting your fundraising, was worth it for making the magic happen.
It was quite difficult at points, but yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it definitely was. We gave the kids a magical experience, one that they hopefully won't forget. So hopefully they grow up and want to continue planning it out and teaching it to younger kids.
Right on. Right on. Well, thanks, guys. It's all guys in here, I suppose. But, you know, any ladies in your venture rover company? No?
No. Okay.
It's just the boys.
Just the boys, yeah.
But, yeah, here in the supply room of the Langdon Community Hall. So, yeah, it's been great to chat. I mean, does anyone else have anything they really want to share about Cubarama and
karaoke with the boys? Oh, yeah. That is the greatest experience. Yeah. Whenever we had time, I brought the Bluetooth speaker so that we could all jam out to karaoke.
Okay.
With the speaker. I have a whole playlist of that.
It's going to be in Cubarama.
Weren't you guys singing Let It Go?
We were singing Let It Go. We were walking around. We were walking
multiple
around the
times,
entire
I'd like to say.
Singing a bunch of Disney songs.
In the middle of the night.
Let It Go.
Yeah, and in the middle of the night. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it goes crazy. Karaoke with the boys.
And the Cubs probably thought you guys were super cool.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of comments of how the benches were really cool.
Right on, guys. Monty, concluding thoughts? You're holding that mic like you got something to say.
Not really. I enjoyed it, though. It was fun. Like, the kids will definitely remember it for years to come. Because, the fireworks are just so amazing. Like, they went on for so long. I was just sitting there staring at them awestruck, like, oh, wow. Wow!
Yeah, fireworks.
Yeah,
yeah. We planned this. I was so amazed.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Fireworks.
I usually see fireworks a lot, but yes, we're very unique in the fireworks. Usually, you see the exact same things over and over again. But there were some fireworks I've never seen before.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
They were up close too. It wasn't like, you know, the usual 30, 40 feet away fireworks. They were 10 feet away from us.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, a bit further.
Sweet.
Maybe 15.
We'll go with the normal range of 20.
Well, this sounds really great, guys, and I'm really I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm hopeful if you guys are doing it again that I can make it with my Cubs, and I appreciate you guys coming here and talking to me and sharing your experiences around planning and all you had to go through to make it happen. But like, again, it sounds like it was a real magical experience. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, like it was a great chat. That was a great chat, and it's a very venturer chat.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you get into, you know, there's some personal histories in there and some pyrotechnics and, you know, some goofing around and just like, it's fun. It is definitely
a lot of high octane, but you get the kids who are really jazzed up about stuff and are keen to get on the mic and hear their voice and do those things. But you know, at the end of it all too, when you distill it down to some of the key messaging, they're like, man, that was just, it sounds like you can hear like the work that went into it, but then also just hear like, you know what, that was really a great thing to do, to see these younger kids kind of light up. And like we talk about with the TBO, like that really is like getting down to what Scouts Canada's big opportunity is, right? And removing barriers, like you said, and empowering youth to just kind of live to their full potential. So I think they really, really touched on that big opportunity for scouting really well with this Cubarama they put on. So kudos to them. And I hope they do it again next year so we can go with our group.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they don't, you know, like, good on them, and I'm sure they're going to be doing some other great things down the road.
Absolutely. And I think, too, like, there's some inspiration maybe to take away, you know, just in general, because, you know, obviously, like, you can just hear in, like, how they talk about the whole event. Like, they're really channeling a lot of their own positive experiences within scouting into this event. And they're really, you know, trying to take some of the same high points that they've, or some of the same, you know, emotional highs that they've felt in scouting, some of the fun stuff they've experienced in scouting and translated down to the Cub level and really, you know, like engage the Cubs in the same way that they themselves have been engaged in the program. That comes through, I think, really, really strongly.
Yeah.
And
totally
that's,
doesn't. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no.
Well, no, I totally agree, Ken. And I think that really speaks to me about like the whole value of this, like, of getting in early into the program and having, you know, rewarding experiences from the get-go, and just kind of, because that's what's going to build a program, right? If kids are engaged and active and having fun times, doing the fundamental stuff that Cat Scouts is kind of good at, and getting kids outside and active and being good community members too, right? And if they're having fun
exactly.
with their pals doing that, they're going to keep doing that. And then eventually they're going to be like, well, let's make sure everybody else is doing that too, right? And they start giving back. And I think, yeah, as you were talking about that, it just really spoke to me. You know, like we're just at a time in our group with beaver numbers. All of our beavers have moved up, so we got to get new leaders. And it's like, okay, like, what do we do with our beavers next year? And it's like, no, you know, it's a good reminder that like, if you get people in early, it sticks with them, right? These experiences stick with them through their years. And eventually they'll get to the point where they're in a position to not just take, but to give. And you see it like these guys were doing that. So that's a really good point, Ken.
Yep. And I mean, you know, it's a strategy, I think, that people can take away, because, you know, if you do have scouters in your group, or, you know, even just older youth that you can leverage for, you know, ideas to sort of like, you know, if you do have newer scouters, but then, you know, there's youth who've been in the program for a while that they can, you know, consult with essentially. Or if you have scouters who've been in scouting for a while and sort of they know what they had fun with, either as a youth member or, you know, as a leader, like you can channel all of that stuff, but it doesn't necessarily even have to be scouting exclusive, right? You know, most things, I mean, okay, maybe if you're like really passionate about Microsoft Excel, and some people are, that doesn't translate necessarily very well to Cub Scout programming or Scout programming. But, you know, channeling that enthusiasm that your volunteers have for experiences that they have had is a great way to design program. Because within reason, you know, a lot of things that the Cubs find fun, you know, adults find fun too, and vice versa, right? I mean, you know,
100%.
And if you can channel that, you know, your own positive experience of just stuff you've gone out and done that's been great fun, and bring that down to the youth, possibly, you know, adjusting for age level if needed, you're going to have a great program at the end of it. You're going to create those, you know, fun experiences that then they are going to want to carry forward and tell their friends about. And well, hopefully that drives your recruitment a little bit too. So yeah, just being able to sort of just leverage all of those positive life experience, all that really fun stuff, the great memories and bring that into the program.
And I think like you touched on an interesting point too, like with our group and many groups out there, like we've struggled with getting leaders involved. And when we sat down with our leaders last year, and we did a podcast about this as well a couple months back, about what was really fundamental to us, and getting friends involved and getting family involved. And so with that sort of becoming one of our group's core pillars of friendship and family involvement, we haven't said no to parents coming along if they're interested. And Scouts Canada too really kind of pitches this idea of building with your youth, or, you know, and growing with your youth. So we've kind of taken that angle. And I found like the last couple camps we've had, the adults are just as excited as the kids on coming for this. And, you know, the world is hungry for what Scouts can offer, you know, these kind of like outdoor experiences that are sort of the medium in which Scouts kind of grows people. People are hungry for it. And a lot of adults don't really have the experiences that, you know, to get out there and do it on their own. And they're super grateful and having a great time with their kids. You know, we did some backpacking trips in the spring and some fishing and some canoeing, and man, the parents were loving it. And hopefully too, that's been a reasonably good recruitment strategy for leaders as well. Cause now you get people, both kids and parents excited, and now the parents are on board. So coming back to our beavers, like we need new beavers. We need new beaver leaders. And I think once we get some people in the door, then, you know, new kids in that program, in that level, that the,
yep.
Once they see the kids having a good time and that the parents can be part of it, they'll be there too. So,
agreed.
Yeah. I think, you know, like Scouts Canada is trying to work on this big opportunity right now, and they feel that the time is now. And I couldn't agree more, you know, like people are hungry to get outside doing adventures, connecting with the world, connecting with each other. Scouting does all that. So I think it's a pretty, I mean, I'm biased. I'm involved, highly invested at this point, but I think Scouting is a great family community organization to bring people together and have some good times. So, and like you say, these guys, these ventures really, really touched on that through this chat.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing it to us. Thank you for taking the time to get together with these vents and give them an opportunity to sound off and tell us about the camp. So yeah, for sure. Awesome.
Thanks, Ken.
And, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. And thank you out there for listening. And until next time, be prepared.